Blog Talk Radio.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health? Your love? Your marriage? Maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
Having our complete face freedom here. I am your host for today, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. And I do have Cheryl with us as well. Welcome in, Cheryl.
Good morning. Good morning, Proof.
Hey, this is probably the best show news we've ever had this week, huh?
Oh, getting into grocery stores without a mask?
Yeah.
Is there something else on your mind?
No, that's it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, let's talk, let's get into it.
Well, I don't think that this is the end all to it. I think that
yeah.
They're retreating so they can fight this all over again.
100, I agree. They're giving us a short reprieve, and then they're going to come back with, now you have to have your vaccine ID to get into these stores. So people getting excited right now? Calm down, folks.
Well, I mean, it's good in the sense that you can get your preps together and stuff because this is...
Well, that's true.
You,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think it'd be good, but when I asked last year on my spy book, and I posted the one-year anniversary thing because it showed up on my spy book feed, about how people thought it was funny when I asked them if they would be willing to get a passport, or not a passport, but get a vaccine and show proof of vaccine status in order to go to a concert or a restaurant, and everybody said no. So we'll see now. And everybody thought I was crazy 12 months ago. Now, not so much. Did I lose you?
Oh, I was muted. Yeah, I agree. They all thought we were conspiracy theorists, going from a mask to a vaccine. Why was that so difficult for people to believe that that's where it would go? Especially since a year ago, Fauci and Bill Gates were sitting there saying, we'll get back to normal when everybody's vaccinated.
Right.
And we've seen the mask.
I'm trying to upload your clip, so if it sounds like I'm doing something else, I am.
Oh, yeah. We were talking this morning about Peggy Hall from Healthy American. She has been... boy, out there on the front lines the last year, getting out there and educating people about what our lawful rights are in wearing a mask. And she shared a live this morning that I know you're going to put out there for others to hear, where she talks about Trader Joe's now allowing mask-free people in. But she won't be going back there and giving her money, and I completely agree with her. I won't either, and it's disappointing. I used to get a lot of my staples at Trader Joe's. I liked their products. I liked the prices. I liked the employees, and then it all changed this past year.
All right,
I'm about to upload the clip.
Cheryl, I'm about to upload the clip, but that means I'll have to be quiet for about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. Otherwise, I'm going to sound like a robot.
Okay, do you want me to talk while you're loading it?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. That's why I was trying to tell you to
Gotcha. Cover
the show for a couple minutes while I upload.
All right, cool. So yeah, you guys.
It's all on you, and then I'm going to go back in the Bareface group and plug the show again. So you're probably going to talk for about 2 or 3 minutes on your own, and then I'll join you.
Cool. All right, you guys, so that's what we're talking about this morning right now, heading out to grocery stores without a mask. Have you been doing it? Are you doing it now? It looks like we're going to get a little reprieve. We've got some of these major chains like Trader Joe's and Costco, Whole Foods, I think. They all said that they weren't going to force the mask any longer, and I'm seeing a lot of excitement out there online, people getting excited, and I'm not jumping up and down with them. They're giving us our right back to shop without a mask. I didn't shop at stores that would require it, so I don't know what you all did. Did you bend a knee? Did you go down and put that mask on when they told you to? If you didn't, are you going to go back to Trader Joe's now? You do realize that they singled out one specific customer that wasn't wearing a mask and allowed them in. But you had to push a very specific cart that had a special flag on it so everybody would see you coming and be able to keep their distance. It was a very Nazi-esque. I would never give my money to them again for how they behave. It's not how you treat humans. And if you like being treated that way, go ahead and go back and shop there. You could try calling, complaining, let them know how you felt about it. You could go to the manager and do the same. You could call corporate. But is that going to change anything? They did what they did. They should feel the hurt. they already weren't getting money from us because they wouldn't allow us in. And now you're going to give them a little boost by giving them your money just because they said you can. I don't think so. You guys see where this is going, right? You see where it's going. You know that those out there that believe the vaccine is their savior, and you're not taking part in their religion and believing that this vaccine is your savior, they aren't going to stand for everybody around them not wearing a mask unless they can be shown, it can be proven to them that you've been vaccinated and therefore you're safe and you can be in their realm. The CDC says, and of course, you know, that's another religious entity that people worship, they tell them, this is how you behave if you're vaccinated around someone who's vaccinated. This is how you behave around someone who's not vaccinated. This is how you behave around someone who picks their nose and eats it. I mean, it's getting insane, right? Telling us how to live, how to breathe, how to spend our money, how to speak. Who's getting tired of this shit? Over it. I'm glad you're glad that you get a shop at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods and Costco. But you need to know it's not going to last long. They're going to have a sign up very soon, and you're not going to be allowed in until you show your QR code. Got a very loud bass on the other side. And because this has been made political, because you know they're afraid to not wear a mask, because then people will think they're a conservative or whatever. Therefore, they're going to either continue to wear the mask or they're going to demand that they can have something on everyone's body that shows them you're safe to stand within 6 feet of them. It's getting pretty insane. See if proof is getting ready for that clip. If you guys have not heard of Peggy Hall before from thehealthyamerican.org, look her up. She's got all kinds of legal information on her website. You can download PDFs so that you understand the difference between private businesses and public accommodations. Because I guarantee you, I don't know the number, let's just say a really high percentage, let's go for 90%, and that's actually a low, of the employees that are telling you what you have to do, that they actually know what the law is. They don't. They're just throwing a bunch of words around. There aren't laws. We know their mandates. We know mandates they're not live. They don't.
By the way, is my audio, am I back on audio? Do I sound normal?
I can hear you talk. I can hear you doing something in the background the whole time. But yes, I can hear your voice very clearly now.
All right. Let me just fill up my water. My water dish is empty. Just give me a second, and I'll come back. I have my thoughts.
Cool. Let's see here. You know, you guys can call into the show if you want to talk with us. We'd really love it. You can call in at 319-527-6208 and then press 1. It'll put you in the queue. We'll see you there and bring you into the show. We would love to talk with you. Come on and share your ideas. What are you thinking about the grocery stores? How about we open our own? Yeah, Peggy Hall talks about that. let's start doing this, you guys. We got to start doing our own thing. They've pushed us out. They've made the separation. We're not coming back together as long as they keep pushing this farce of a scam.
All right, I'm back, I think. I think I'm good for the next 2 hours and 43
cool.
minutes or so. All right. So,
that's
anyway, I did a Facebook Live yesterday, too, about our
thoughts I saw that.
As far as what we should do. And there is no right or wrong answer, but I will say that if you are going to go back to some of these stores, they need a tongue lashing, so you do need to call them and tell them how you feel. I think we still need another shopping flash mob because I think some of these stores might be honest with wanting to get back to normal, and others might be in it for the power. I don't know. But we need to be assured that if we give them our money again, that are they going to continue to treat us like garbage? So I realize that people might have missed going to Sprouts. I get it. But you don't just blindly give them your money because they're letting you give them your money. You have to make them earn it. So do I say we ban them forever? Well, that's a personal decision. Like, I would call Sprouts Monday and I would say, You're going to have to earn my trust. You're
mm-hmm.
not my first store to go to. You're not even my fifth store to go to anymore. And perhaps in time I will give you money again, but I can't forget watching a guy die right in front of the Sprouts and trying to tell the mask bouncer, and they were more worried about me not wearing a mask than having a dead guy literally in the street. So I can't forget stuff like that.
No.
But
am I
going to put them on the banned forever list? No, because I'm going to let them try to earn their trust back. And there are places like Costco that don't deserve my trust.
I mean, we're all going to have our own feelings, opinions, and attachments to these different
yeah.
stores. And
yeah, there's no right or wrong answer at all on this.
No, absolutely not. And I don't disagree with you on Sprouts at all. My take on Trader Joe's is because of the way they singled out one masker and made them push a special cart with a special flag on it. That is ridiculous. That wasn't just being a-hole saying you can't come in here without a mask. That was a special kind of ridiculousness, and that I think we could have fought that better,
and I just wish that I just feel like our group, Cheryl, is a bunch of lone wolves, and we were not
yeah.
able
yeah.
we were not able to harness our advocacy well enough, and I think that if we would have done a shopping flash mob at Trader Joe's, it would have been extremely effective, where we could have had 100 people maybe in Phoenix, maybe 70 in Las Vegas, maybe 100 in Anaheim, California, and you stand in line for that cart. And then you have all the other shoppers that are asking what's going on. You tell them that if you want to go shopping, the line's over here. And so now you can't stop the customers from going in. But if they see that there's a line, it's always monkey see, monkey do. And just imagine for an hour they would have only one customer in the store. And you take your time. And then you get to the counter with 8 items. You spent 50 minutes in there, and you're probably the only customer in the store because everybody thinks the line is over here. And then here's my $12.31. I bought 8 things. You could really mess with them. And that could have been nationwide, and they would have had no choice but to say that the cart of shame was a fail.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen different lives where people went in, like you were saying, like the group flash shopping mob or whatever went in together into Trader Joe's or Sprouts and different ones. But I get what you're saying about forming the line at Trader Joe's if we could have done something like that. And you're right. I think our group is full of a lot of lone wolves, and people feel that. It definitely, I've seen it give a lot of people encouragement and support to go themselves maskless. But again, they're alone. And we're getting a lot of support in the group, but where are the local groups popping up and doing that work?
Yeah, there's not a lot of even protesting. I did a protest last Saturday, which was why I wasn't here.
Oh, tell us about
that.
There
was a couple hundred people, maybe about 230 or so.
Yeah. Was this in Vegas?
I mean, it was decent.
Was it in Las Vegas, Dave?
Yes. Yes, and my name is Proof. Yes.
Proof, yes.
But, yeah, this was in Las Vegas. We had our event from 10 a.m. to noon last week, and about 230 people showed out. I know there was something planned at the governor's mansion in 2 weeks, but I don't know if we're going to do that still. We might. But a lot of these cities are going to be transitioning into this vaccine passport.
Yeah.
So I think that we're going to have to try to get ahead of that movement. So I'm going to be creating another group this week. And I don't know the name of it yet. Otherwise, I would say go join over here. But I want to get ahead of the curve in regards to forced microchipping, whether it's
mm-hmm.
on a passport. Like a forced bracelet, or the quantum dot tattoo. See, they were hoping that this vaccine passport, they were hoping to keep the mask until July or August, and then transition into the vaccine bracelets or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't able to do that. There was a lot of pushback among the public here. And I think Gates and Dr. Fraudy have their stars are starting to lose luster right now, especially with that divorce with Bill and Melinda Gates. And then you have China. China's in a financial war with the U.S. right now because China thought that they were just going to overtake the United States, whereas the globalists are trying to say that we're dipping the United States down so everybody can be equal. China doesn't want that. China's like, I want the U.S. just like we have Hong Kong. Because we owe them trillions and trillions of dollars, and they want their money. And so they feel that we can be controlled. And here we are fighting, and we still have our Second Amendment. So so that they had to give up a little bit right now. So, and who knows, maybe they retreated on purpose to make it look like this vaccine paperwork is going to be such a fraud. And the second that some COVID deaths happen and they try to blame us, that it could be worse. It could be a number of different ways, but I know for a fact that some cities are lining up to get these vaccine passports going, like now, with a microchipped bracelet until this quantum dot tattoo comes out, which will be an RFID reading tattoo that's implanted on your skin, but don't call it a microchip. But it does everything a microchip will do.
So what happens in a state like Florida where the governor has said no vaccine passports here? Can cities still enact or businesses still enact, or does he hold the key? Does the governor?
Every state might be different in how it's written, because I think your governor might let the businesses decide.
Yeah, that's how he's been doing everything.
I mean, I can appreciate the fact that he's neutral as opposed to against us, but
well,
at some point, let me ask
he's
you,
not
though.
Neutral.
No, I get that. I'm saying I'm sure everybody would rather have something like Arizona, where each business can make a decision, rather than, say, Nevada, where if you try to make
a
decision, you're shut down. So
yeah,
I'm sure you would understand
right.
that you're in a lot better predicament.
Absolutely,
but
I do understand
that.
That
also means that while Oregon is trying to pass that COVID bracelet like now, they might have that COVID bracelet be mandatory like any day now.
Mm-hmm. I just saw that. I was going to bring that up. Yep.
So if you have Arizona where the businesses make their decision, that is something that I think I can tolerate, because I have no problem staying away from businesses that don't want my
right.
money. I'm kind of a grizzled veteran with that.
I agree. Well, yeah, you've definitely been living that for the last, decade or longer?
About 25 years or so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's new to many, many. You know, the life that you've lived is new to many of us with the mask and facing it this way. But you're right, and I agree. I've thought about that many times over the last year. It's like, well, how important is it? I'm not putting the mask on, so I guess I don't really need the product that company is selling. I'll go somewhere else. I'll find it
somewhere
else. Yeah,
I think that this might have been preparing people for, if you can, like me, I've boycotted. I haven't put a mask. I put a mask on once for about 90 seconds to do a Facebook Live once. Only for show purposes only.
Yeah. Yep.
So I have not worn a mask outside of this exact chair that I'm sitting in. So I know how to boycott businesses. And
right.
I just wish that we could get people to jump aboard our platform, because the one thing that liberals do well, they are totally misguided, they're brainwashed, but they know how to be worker bees. If someone from the top down says, tell everybody you know that 1 + 1 equals water, and if they don't believe it, you punch them in the face, they do it. If Bill Gates right now...
Oh, worker bees. You mean good slaves. You mean they're good little
yes.
slaves.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Because I promise you that if Dr. Fraudy right now went out and said every woman has to show their vagina to get into a store to fight climate change, people would do it. Because they're brainwashed and they know how to listen and they know how to obey, and we don't have that gene.
Right.
So when it's,
no, it definitely...
when it's time to say we need 500 people to call Sprouts, we got 5,000 people telling us why they're not going to call Sprouts, and we got 4 people in the whole week that called. And I just, for the life of me, can't understand how, and maybe my strategy is ineffective, I don't know, but I'm not reaching people. I'm getting people to join the group, and people love it. They love the group. They love the interaction. But as far as trying to take that next level, I am failing. We don't see a lot of protest in the group. We don't get people to make those calls. And it's not for me lack of trying, I promise.
Right. Yeah, I think people see the group a lot as support and encouragement. It gives them the courage to take the mask off and go in somewhere. And some of these posts that we're seeing in the group, people share this. This is brand new for some people. Like, they have been wearing the mask. They haven't wanted to, but they were afraid. And now they're seeing how other people have done it, and it gives them the courage. They're like, okay, not everybody gets taken down and arrested and kicked in the face when they don't wear a mask. Like, maybe I'll be okay.
Yeah,
I've
so
never
maybe
been accosted.
A compromise.
You know, not everybody
and
gets assaulted.
And going back to the conversation of should these stores get our trust again, well, we start some of them at ground zero, and maybe for some people that are curious in the Barefoot is Legal group, that maybe you go to Sprouts with no mask and no shoes and see what happens. And if they take your money, then let them take your money again in the future. But you have to make them earn the trust, and you have to make them work for it. Just, oh, you're open, let me give you a hundy. Yeah, those days are over.
Yeah.
But I
yeah,
will say that this is
if
a,
everyone
this
that
is a
decided
time to get
to
your
stop.
Preps done, though. But go ahead. I totally talked all over you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just agreeing with you. Like, people, maybe if they decide they do want to go back into these stores, they do as, you know, as you were suggesting, make a phone call to corporate, to management of the store, and let them know, like, I want to come back and shop at your store, but how do I know you're not going to do this again? How do I know that you're not going to treat people this way? Can you, you know, give us any indication that you wouldn't do that again? And yet they won't.
No.
They're slaves as well. They're a part of the corporation. Corporation with the United States Corporation. They all make deals together. So whether or not they're handed money or special privileges or not fined or whatever it is, they do as they're told. I mean, isn't it funny how they're all kind of coming out at the same time? Who told them they could? Did they have a meeting? Did all the
probably the National Retailers Association
get together? That's what I'm wondering.
Probably the National Retailers Association did let them know ahead of time. I will probably say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. And is it because of the fake vaccines that people think they have some sort of safety from? So
On my own show, I've had some doctors on, and I'm going to have Dr. Jeff Barkey on my show this Wednesday night from America's Frontline Doctors. And we have to hold the line on this. This is something that's going to be very important that I have not been able to talk about in Bareface because I don't want to lose another group, especially not now. So we have to keep in our mind that this is not a vaccine.
Yep.
This is considered a gene therapy.
That's right.
And once you accept the fact that this is not a vaccine, that this is a gene therapy, then if somebody asks you if you've been vaccinated, yeah, I had my vaccines. I got vaccinated before I went to kindergarten. Hey, you asked if I was vaccinated. I said yes. So I don't feel guilty one bit. I'm not putting that mess inside me. And I'm not getting a microchip to prove it. So if they want to play semantics, then I'll play semantics. I don't care, but I don't feel one bit guilty about getting something that people should be killed for war crimes over.
Yep.
So, and we shouldn't feel guilty. We're not doing anything wrong.
No, we shouldn't, and yet people do because they're concerned about people's judgment of them. For example, I shared a post of Joe Biden's tweet where he said, after a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule's now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. And I posted about this, like, talk about coercion. And yeah, I said that. I prefer the freedom that comes from knowing that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. And somebody on my friends list, you know, that's not really a friend, she seems to think that Joe Biden's tweet was common sense. It's common sense. And she's still going to wear a mask since others like me don't feel it's morally responsible to care about people. And she goes on. So, yeah, people are afraid of that. They're afraid of somebody judging them. I used to be afraid of people judging me if they knew how I really felt about certain things. Doesn't matter anymore. I don't care. They're the ones that are brainwashed. She shows exactly where her brain has been filled, where she's gotten it filled the last year. So she's going to not only get her shot, but she's still going to wear her mask because people like me won't. And that's not morally responsible. People don't understand what morality and immorality is.
And they're too busy signaling their virtue because anytime somebody says with a vaccine, and this is why it's not a vaccine, is that if others have to wear a mask for your vaccine to work, then it's not doing its job. If you're really worried about rubella, you go get your rubella vaccine, and everybody else won't matter if they got rubella or not because you got yours.
Right. Yeah. And that's another thing with this whole thing. People, they were told from the beginning that this vaccine, in quotation marks, is going to lessen their symptoms. It doesn't stop the spread. It doesn't stop the spread. So why? Why would you even get it and then think that you're getting it for someone else? How does you having less symptoms of a flu help anybody else? If that's even what it does. And somehow that's turned to, I'm saving the world. I'm doing it for you.
Yeah, but these are the same people, too, that they drive Priuses with, and they make sure they don't tint their windows so everybody could see them saving the earth.
Or they put their name on the license plate. Ooh, look at me.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, but I have to admit, I didn't think we'd even be at this point right now. I thought they would transition right into the chipped bracelet.
Well, and they I'm sure they wanted to. Like, for whatever reason, they're getting, their plan is not, they're still trying to catch up from 2016. They would have been a lot further in this game at this point had Trump not won in 2016.
Oh, yeah, we'd be done.
Yeah, it people don't get it. We would be, I don't even know where we'd be right now. It'd be Agenda 21. It'd be a lot further along than we are now.
So let me ask you, though, did you see Rand Paul this week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Dr. Frotti's not looking so good right now, which is why I think that combined with things like Gavin Newsom in California facing a recall, that they're having to backtrack a little bit. I don't think they're ready to go complete freedom yet. They still want some carrot to dangle. But
well, they have to get people vaccinated.
Yes, but right now they're not winning the battle just yet. I don't say they're losing. I think it's probably an even fight right now. But it just means that we have to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. I don't watch mainstream news, so I don't know how it's being portrayed, but I watch the actual conversation between Senator Rand Paul and Fauci, so I'm wondering how the media is playing it off, how they're making Rand Paul the bad guy and Fauci the shining the light on the ever-living devil angel. I don't know what he is. He's a rat.
So I know you wanted me to play this Peggy Hall clip. I can do that.
Yeah. At least maybe not the whole thing. I think the last minute or two, maybe not. But just to get the gist of where she's coming from. And
all right, let me show you how to play the clip here then. So since it's your clip and you know where to watch it up until, I'll let you play it. And then when you're done, just hit the play button again and say and just start talking. If you go, you know where the ads are, obviously, which we
on
still
right,
have a
yeah.
Yes for the show. So under search, under there, you go into the little magnifying glass, hit search, and then under search, just type in Peggy.
Oh, okay. It didn't bring anything up, just Peggy? Let's see.
Yeah, it should.
I didn't see any. It's not. It's just bringing
right,
up
then,
the ads.
Then do this. Just refresh your screen because I added this clip while your screen was open. So now if you refresh, it should be there.
Okay.
So I named it Peggy Hall Trader Joe's with today's date.
Yeah, it's not coming up. I've typed
right.
in Peggy Hall and Peggy. I've tried both, and it's not bringing anything.
All right, so you're under the audio clips and then the magnifying glass. You hit search, and then Peggy didn't show up?
Nope, and I clicked show all, and then a little box on the left says Zingaya.com, test your mic, and it's just spinning. It's not. That's the only thing that counts.
Press 1. To hear important instructions.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, you must be where it says switchboard, not where it says clips, because there's three sections.
I'm under audio clips.
Are you?
Yeah, audio clips, and I clicked on search and typed in Peggy.
All right, because I did the same thing and I have it, so I'll play it. All right.
Hey friends, Peggy Hall here from thehealthyamerican.org. I am coming to you on Friday morning. Yes, I'm just stopping to get gas. I wanted to do a quick live because a wonderful healthy American that works at Trader Joe's just told me in their crew meeting today, this is breaking news Friday. What is the date today, you guys? May 15th? I think so. No more masks, okay? The scam is up. The scam is up. The jig is up. It has absolutely been unbelievable, but that people have been arrested. They've been taken to jail. They've had to go to court because they were trying to buy food in the United States of America. Shame on you, Trader Joe's. Shame on you, Sprouts. Shame on you, Smart and Final, Fart and Smile. How about that? Dumb and First. I am never shopping at those stores ever again anyway. Why would I go give my money to Trader Joe's? I am not even going to celebrate. Oh, yay! The shackles are off! Yay! I can get up off my knees. I don't have to crawl and beg any longer. Oh, the stores gave me back my freedom. Disgusting, despicable, disturbing, distressing, and all those other adjectives that you want to fill in the blank. I'm not going to stop, friends. We still need our freedom-living societies, where you're going to be growing your own food. I want to see our own grocery stores where we're never going to bow to tyranny. So I do thank all of you freedom fighters. You know, you guys are telling me, yay, Peggy, it's not me, you guys, it's all of you. I mean, I gave you the information about, you know, the codes and you have the right to shop. And it's because of you that they stopped. Now, it's probably some retailers association and some union or whatever that is giving the marching orders from on high. But the fact is, we the people stood up. We the people, and I'm talking about you guys, you went to the line. I am just so, so honored to call you my friends and my fellow healthy Americans. You guys went to the line. Tasha, you got arrested. Nari, you got arrested. Teresa, you got arrested. My other friend, Terry, got arrested, manhandled, because you stood up for your freedom. I'm going to do a live later today, you guys, on Facebook. I'm just doing this quick one in the car. Yes, I'm wearing sunglasses. I've told you before I have an eye sensitivity to the outdoors. But listen, I want you to join me today. I'm hoping to do it later this afternoon around 3. I want to give you all of the lowdown. Yes, we should celebrate that our voices were heard, but I am never going to reward these tyrants with even a penny of my money. There's nothing I need at Trader Joe's that I can't get elsewhere. I will never shop at Smart and Final, Dumb and First, as I call it. They're one of the most militant. They probably are never going to remove the scams. I am never going to shop at Snakes, as I call it. You know, I probably will walk in there just for, as we say in Arabic, yallah, like yallah, yallah, you know, like, come on, just to do it, maybe walk around with my camera and wave at everybody just for the yallah, but I am never going to give them a penny, and that's just where I stand. Am I off base, you guys? Would you tell me what you think in a comment below? Would you share this video? I think it's good news because they heard from us. There's nothing I need. I don't even like to shop at Sprouts. I never liked that store ever. It smells bad, the one near me, like it's rotten food or rotten meat or something. The lights are dim. I always felt heavy, despair, dark, disturbing. I never, ever, ever liked Sprouts energy. Once in a blue moon, I would run in there to get some essential oil or whatever. I never bought food there. It was gross. So you know what? It's not like I care, but I do care about our freedom, and I do care about you guys doing your cash drops. And Easy Believism, I'm going to bring them on the show. I've had others before. The Maskless Ninja, you're awesome. All you guys that have been taking my cards. Another big shout-out, oh my gosh, there's too many of you guys to mention. My friend in Fresno that's leading the group there. Everybody, listen, I want you to go to freedomforcalifornia.org. freedomforcalifornia.org. We're just getting that started. It is where the local groups can list their websites. And please don't ask me to start a group for you. That's not what I'm doing. These are groups that already exist, and I want your groups to be listed at freedomforcalifornia.org. They're just being filled in right now. So if you don't see yours in your county, be patient. And I want you to hop on with me there because we are going to make sure that everybody's plugged in their local areas. It's awesome news. Thank you, everybody. I also want to give a big shout-out to those of you that have been working under duress, under distress, kind of behind the scenes. You've been bringing me frontline information, and I know it's been really, really hard for you, and we are working for you. So the next step is that none of you guys that are working in these retail stores will have to bow to tyranny by doing this self-suffocation device. It's absolutely tyrannical. It is inhumane. It is disgusting. It is slavery. I will not stand for it. I have not stood for it for this entire year, going over a year. So we are just getting started, friends. They think that we're going to ease off and relax. Never, never. The good news is, like a year ago, we weren't organized. We were all taken by surprise. Now we're organized. They think they're going to impose another shutdown. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to start laughing so hard because they have no idea what is about to be unleashed on them. So thank you, guys. I love you. I pray for you.
All
and
right,
I want
I'm
you to pray.
Cut it here. So that was Peggy Hall. So there are still stores, and this is why I'm not keeping some of these stores on the banned list, because there are still companies that are woke, like Menards and Starfox, among others, that are still going to require masks. So Macy's is still requiring masks, Ulta, and some of these places have even said they may require masks forever, even in spite of there not being any masks. They just like it because they're liberal.
Mm-hmm.
And I know politics really isn't much of your game here, but I just hate the fact that the mask has become a political symbol, whether we want to admit it or not.
Oh, I agree. It's insane, right?
But there are people posting. There are people all over Twitter, and I scoured it yesterday, and I was going to show you some clips. But because it's radio, showing a clip won't really do much. But there are people out there like saying that I support the Democrat Party, so I'm going to continue to wear my mask.
Mm-hmm. Basically, because if they're saying I won't stop wearing a mask because I don't want anyone to think I'm a Republican, that's pretty much...
Yeah, whether or not you and I think that breathing freely is normal, we see it as a political symbol. And they see it as virtuous, that they only need half the amount of oxygen that we all need.
They don't understand, then only half the brain's going to be working.
Yeah, but they didn't have half a brain to begin with, so nothing is still nothing.
Nope, it's very malleable.
Who was that? Billy Preston said that nothing from nothing is nothing. Do you remember that song?
No, I think so. Is that like 70s? Older.
Yeah, like 72.
Nothing
he actually
becomes nothing.
Billy
Preston
actually entered the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this week based on that song. So I just hate the fact that the mask had to be so political.
I agree.
And it's too late now to change that.
No, like I said, I'm being judged for not morally caring about other humans because I will not infringe upon my own health under the guise that it would help somebody else. It's not helping somebody else. So first of all, and second of all, do you really put your own health at risk for 7 billion strangers? No, you don't.
Or for a political party. Are you willing to risk your life because you hate
your
Trump
life.
That bad?
Yeah, you're willing to put this toxic ingredient in your body without question just because they told you so. Just because they convinced you through the media that it was for your benefit, that it was for the good of all, the greater good. That one's a lie.
Yeah, but they think that depopulating us to 500 million is for the greater good also.
Right.
So, by the way, and I know this isn't much of a political show here. This is supposed to be about masks. But when there's audits and stuff going on, the global elites can't run their offense like they want to. So Wisconsin said they want to be the next Nevada, that our next Arizona. That was just announced this morning, that they want an audit done just like Arizona.
Which one did you say? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Huh. Well, we've got people here in Arizona that are kind of in on what's going on, and they know that there is all kinds of fraud, and it will be proven, but it won't change. It won't turn over the election. It won't change that, and that quite possibly their bottom line is trying to get us to blockchain voting, which can also be highly manipulated.
Well, but in a sense, though, if all this fraud comes out, the Supreme Court would have to be in on something at some point here. They can no longer just rest on their laurels and say that we don't want to get involved.
Well, they can't or they can. Like, they do whatever they want, it seems.
Kind
whatever
of, but
sorry.
To that point
whatever
where all this, if all this fraud was found out and it was found that they just sat and did nothing, I just don't know. At some point, something's going to have to be done. But the good news is that while there's audits going on and while there's recalls, they can't push these masks and they can't run their offense like they want to because they're being bogged down right now.
I see what you're saying. It does put a little wrench in their plans.
Yeah, because their big thing is they can only run their offense if people are sleeping on them.
Yeah, and people are. Like, when I think about common sense, I feel like you can seriously just pull back a little bit and look at the big picture. And if you're not listening to the news and the politicians, and you look around you before the vaccine, there wasn't an unusual amount of death. But people's brains had been forced into this one way of thinking. All these deaths are COVID. All these deaths are COVID. All these deaths are COVID. And they just keep repeating it, and they see it on the ticker tape on CNN all day long, and they believe it. And now they're not being told all these deaths are the vaccine. And so when you try and tell them that, they think you're crazy. And there will be there. We're seeing it already. There are so many deaths associated with the vaccine and any other time in history that these vaccines would have been pulled off the shelf. And I can't believe I'm still calling them that, but because that's not what they are. But yeah, these gene therapies would be pulled off. They never even done this before.
See, that's the thing. We have to get this out of the mindset. Then it becomes normal.
Yeah.
I know I'm having to force myself, too, to say what they are. And you could say gene therapy on Facebook. I don't think they're bothering you for that right now.
Well, I've noticed some people are starting to spell gene differently. And, yeah, because they're going to catch it all, that we're trying to educate people on the truth. They're going to go after all our keywords. And it's you touched on this earlier, it has definitely become a cult. This whole COVID thing has become a cult. Do you believe in COVID? Put your hands together. Raise them to the Lord. Thank you for the vaccines, Lord.
Yeah, do you believe in COVID? Raise your
do you believe in COVID?
And accept this mark.
And accept this mark. Wear your badge proudly on your sleeve.
I have a way of getting around the Facebook censors, but it's a visual.
Oh, what's that? What do you do?
I'm gonna send you a because I've been involved in baseball cards since I was a little kid, and I even owned a card store at one point. So I have some names that I've worked on. So, for example, if you tell somebody this was a very terrible thread you started, and or you want to call somebody something, then I say, well, why are you making a dick post? And then I show a picture of the guy's football card. I'll show you this one. This guy's my favorite. That's how you get around the censors.
Well, I don't know if this works, but a lot of times what I've been doing is like posting a picture that has nothing to do with what I'm going to say, and then I'll share a video or something in the comments. I don't know if that is helping. Trying different ways. I still think I'm shadow banned in many ways, that people are not seeing what I'm sharing when it comes to the mask and the vaccine and Proudy or anything else.
Yeah.
That exposes them.
All right. Well, we haven't taken a timeout yet. We got to take at least one during this time, during this period here. So let me go ahead and do that. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or...
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy, nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Got a good 24 minutes or so left before Barefoot is Legal Radio happens. And Cheryl is with us. And, well, we're looking for at least one new co-host here. If anybody wants to be a part of the weekly show, we do want to expand this. Cheryl, I know that Dahl said you want your own show, and it was unclear if you wanted to vacate this particular show, which is, if you wanted to, I understand, but I would like to try to refill this spot.
Yes, I do. I did talk to her about my own show. You and I talked about it briefly a while back, and I'm thinking more about that. And I just, I've got some things that I am being guided by spirit to share, and so that's where I really want to put my focus.
No, I get it. And if we don't have a host for this, I might kill the show because I'm not going to – it just seems like I put – so much of my time into trying to find a host and not getting one, and no pressure on you, but we're not exactly lighting the phones up either. So if there's no interest in it and people are just randomly listening throughout the week, then if there's no mask mandate and there's no interest in anybody doing the show, then I can move on to other things. That's fine.
I understand. So you guys hear that? You want to keep this show going. It's fun to get on and talk about what's going on in the world. Maybe you can share your ideas here and have your friends call in.
Well, my goal with Bareface is Legal is to, and like I said earlier, with the advocacy and we're a bunch of lone wolves. This is one of those things that we need help on because people say, Proof, you sound good on the radio. You should do it. Yeah, I already have four other shows during the week, and I run this network. I run Barefoot is Legal. I still have to have a life, and we need another voice. The more voices we have, the bigger it is. This is not Proof's group. This is an organization, and that's important to me, so... I'm not trying to give myself more work.
Right.
And just like last week where there's protests to do, well, I have other – I want to go back and do speaking engagements. And I can travel on a Friday or a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to stop what I'm doing. I love radio, don't get me wrong, but – we max out as 4 days a week. I believe in three-day weekends so you can practice what you preach. And if I'm on the air all the time, I'm not practicing what I'm preaching. So I want to go do stuff, and there are people that have an available Saturday that would like to do 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So why not let somebody else have a voice and they can promote and we keep our faces free. And if we can keep this going, great. I don't mind coming in to help. But this is about getting more voices on our side to go promote.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a hey, look at me guy. I don't know if you got that vibe a couple months ago when we talked. But I'm not a selfie guy like... There were people protesting last week and people asking if I want to come hang out with them. It's like, well, this is to protest. This isn't a hangout. The protest time is 10 to noon. And at 11:55 or 12 o'clock, you want to hang out, we'll hang out. But right now, my job is 2 hours spent here holding this sign. That's just how I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for the job first.
Yeah. No, I get that. You kind of get the ball rolling, and you offer support, and you have a lot of great ideas, and then you say, all right, here you go. Who wants to take the ball? Let's go.
Basically, yes. And that's why people like the group, I guess, is because everybody can appreciate that they can speak freely until, of course, people don't like the fact that I call them out when we get a community standard strike, but I promise you, when somebody gets called out in public for a community standard strike, they don't do it again, so I've learned. I promise you, it is sad that I have to write in there, so-and-so called so-and-so A-A-B, and here's where we got a community standard strike. I bet you they won't call anybody a B anymore.
Yeah.
I hate doing it that way, but that's the only way to make it effective. So do you have another story you can do for about 2 or 3 minutes? I sent you a message on there, and I've been kind of waiting.
Okay. No, go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to handle this before the Barefoot is Legal show comes on, so I can't sit here another hour and a half pacing back and forth.
I gotcha.
All right.
All right, you guys. Let's see. Let's talk about the American Frontline Doctors. They have – this is – hold on just a second here. This is Dr. Simone Gold. I don't know if you guys remember last, I'm going to say summer, there were a bunch of white coats doctors standing on the steps of the White House and did some videos where they talked about how they had been treating patients in various fields all over the country through with HCQ. I don't remember if they talked about ivermectin back then or not, but they had been doing this. And, of course, they were vilified, they were censored, and Dr. Simone Gold, who kind of led the charge in this developing this American Frontline Doctors, the website is, hold on a second here, AmericanFrontlineDoctors.org. So go over there, get some support. She started this because she's an ER doctor and also an attorney and is fighting for the rights of Americans for medical freedom. Let's go on here. When she was putting everything out there last summer, she got censored. Social media blocked her, and so she has taken to a tour around the country. And she started in Cave Creek, Arizona last Monday. I guess they started in Arizona because her legal team is ran by a lady that's from Arizona. Allie, I can't think of her last name. And it was wonderful. We had, I don't even know, it was a very large outdoor event. There were thousands, I'm going to say a couple thousand maybe. No masks. I honestly don't think I saw one mask anywhere. And they had a local doctor from Scottsdale who got up and spoke about her awakening this past year. It was phenomenal hearing her story. There was a local chiropractor that got up and spoke and also encouraging parents to take their kids out of public school because they are being masked and the next thing coming is to force the vaccine. And Dr. Simone Gold spoke. And like I said, they're going around the southern part of the country on a tour and getting the word out there. And what she asked, because she is blocked off social media and being censored, that everyone that shows up at these events takes the information and shares it themselves, whether it's on social media, with your neighbors, with your family, and spread this truth. Go to the American Frontline Doctors website, learn more about your rights, your legal rights. Also, if you or someone you know has this virus and you want to treat it with therapies or even treat it prophylactically, you can contact them on the website. They will get you in touch with a local doctor who will get you a prescription for HCQ or ivermectin. Do it. Protect yourself. That's what I wanted to share here. Are you back, Dave? Proof? Are you back? Okay. We will keep talking. See here, we're talking about grocery stores.
Hey, I'm back.
Start. Oh, okay, great. Great.
So,
yeah,
not only am I back, but we have a caller.
Super.
Do you want to finish your story and then we'll bring the caller on?
No, it's all good. I was really just covering a lot of stuff with the American Frontline Doctors and shared their website and how people can actually get a prescription for HCQ or ivermectin prophylactically or treating a virus.
All right, and I'll
and
just wrap
they're
up
going around the country.
By saying on Wednesday, on my show on Wednesday, which is from 9 to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific, I will have Dr. Jeff Barkey on my show from America's Frontline Doctors. So if you check out my show Wednesday, I'm on during the all week, but on Wednesday night I will have an American Frontline Doctor on the show. Right now,
right.
We're going to bring Lisa in from California, it looks like.
Awesome. Hi.
So welcome in, Lisa.
From... Oh, I'm sorry, what?
No, I said welcome in. You could be somewhere else, but I saw an 805 number and just guessed.
Yeah. It is a Central Coast phone number, but I'm calling from Washington State.
Okay.
And I was listening to you guys talk earlier, and it might seem like the whole mask thing is ending soon, especially for people in states where the governor has already said so, like in Florida and maybe Texas, I'm not sure. But here in Washington, our governor just took us from phase three back to phase two, essentially less people allowed in restaurants. And this was at the same time as the announcement from the CDC that that vaccinated people could, in some situations, go without masks. So I have a friend who is a business owner here, and he had posted a question on Facebook asking, so am I allowed now to have my customers be unmasked? And am I supposed to ask for proof of vaccination? The interesting thing is I am one of the few people who commented in favor of him allowing his customers to go unmasked and without him asking about their vaccination status. But many of the community members are against that because they want him to require proof from their customers, which is against HIPAA. And so while it seems like that's what the CDC said, people are still scared. And I think that in places like here in Bellingham, Washington, they're still going to be masked. Every time I walk outside, drive down the street, people are just masked up everywhere we go.
But I wonder if part of that, though, is that a lot of people don't watch media, so they're still scared because they might not watch anything, and they're just told what they were told. Or you have a lot of people who are honestly, they're not scared of COVID. I think a lot of people are scared of a lot of things. But I can't believe that many people are honestly that scared of COVID anymore.
No,
if you're scared of COVID, you would not go eat at Olive Garden. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You would not.
Yeah, you wouldn't go be getting your hair done.
Yeah, if you really cared that much, like when people go and complain about someone just in our group had a post about being in a small restaurant, and somebody had complained about the owner allowing people to come in maskless, how awful, and they will never go eat there again. And it's like, good God, like, why did you go out at all? You had to take your mask off to eat the burger, did you not?
Did you? I don't know if you heard my story once about I went to go visit Cheryl, among other people, a couple months back. A month and a half ago. And I went to a Whataburger in Taliesin, Arizona. This lady was wearing her mask while eating French fries. Didn't bother to take it off. She was stuffing them in her mouth under her mask. And she looked at her chicken sandwich. And she said, I wish I could eat this. And the guy she was with said, you could take it off to eat. And she said, no, I'm too scared. And she took her food to go. And the guy she was with, by the way, if you have a mask and you have a beard or any facial hair, that mask's efficiency rate is exactly 0%. Because there's no seal. So him putting his mask back on to get up and ask for ketchup, which he did, was totally useless.
Yeah, I took my kids out to eat the other day, and they want you to wear a mask for literally the 10 feet that it's when you walk from the door to the table that they sat us at. What I think needs to happen is that we have to teach the business owners now how to go maskless.
And, well, what we have to do first before that, Lisa, is we have to organize locally and not be a bunch of lone wolves, because you've probably seen me every week that we've had Bare Faces Legal asking where the meetups are.
Right.
And I missed yesterday's show so I could go do a protest. We're not that organized. And it's not
for my lack of effort. I think part of the problem, well, for me, I'm up here in Bellingham. I've met maybe two or three people from the group who are a little further south in Washington. But I've actually had it, and I'm moving to Austin, Texas, to get away from all these people up here, because I'm the only person.
But the thing is that, and I've been begging for social media help, and I can show everybody how to put 200 butts in the seats, like, immediately in their own city. And you'll see it in the group where you might get 200 people in a matter of 8 hours from Oregon. And then right now, Colorado Springs is hot. We've picked up about 150 people this week from Colorado Springs. El Paso has been hot. We've got at least 200 people from there over the last 2 weeks. And I could show people how to grab members in their local area, but I can't do it for you. I could do some, but I can't do it all. And if we can get people to do that, then you will find people locally and you can do shopping flash mobs.
Lisa, do you feel like you have support up there in Washington? Like, do you have many friends or people around you that see this insanity going from a phase 3 down to a 2 with more restrictions when, like, it's not necessary? Do you feel like you're really alone out there?
That's a good question. I feel totally alone. And so my mom lives here, and she raised me, so we think the same way on this. My kid's dad lives here, and he is total opposite of me. Like, when I showed up to their baseball game, he had a mask on, and I said, oh, take that off. You don't need that. It was like a knee-jerk reaction. So the people that are in this area seem to be extremely liberal, and they say that they're very accepting of everybody, all walks of life. You know, I don't want to get too far into it, but they're just so liberal, and they say that they're accepting, but they're not accepting of people who make different choices from them medically.
So let me just put it this way here, Lisa, that out of 100% of the people, you have 5% who are like us that won't participate in any of this mess for any reason. Then you have 30% of the people who are the social justice warriors who will fight to do anything they can to make sure that we fail. Then there's the 65% who don't like any of this that's going on, but they comply because they're worried that the 30% will bully them. They don't realize that we are the majority. It's just that everybody is so worried that somebody's not going to like them. And I don't know if you know my experience on this, which in about 2 minutes we're going to have to switch up here because we have our Barefoot is Legal show, but I got my start in 2015 while running Barefoot is Legal. And it's the same concept, just a different part of the body. And the last thing I want is for masks to be just like shoes. And most people, because it's been a thing for about 50 years, that most people think it's illegal to drive a car or go into a store or eat in public without shoes on. So everybody wears these cheap flip-flops. Nobody likes them. They're not cool, but people wear them because they don't want to get yelled at. And if you just don't comply and you get, instead of one store getting one customer a week that goes barefoot, if they had 12 an hour, then they wouldn't be so vocal about it and they'd let us go. But the fact that people are afraid to speak up, that they wear these cheap things from Old Navy that are as thick as this piece of paper I'm holding, held on by a bread tie, that's going to save them from the world. If that makes any sense.
You bring up and you bring up a really great point. I think many of us, well, even myself included, you said like 50 years it's been around. So I probably was a baby or a child when this was all going on or not born yet. And so my mind was primed. You wear shoes when you go out in public in stores. That's just what you do, right? Like we haven't questioned it. And that's what
right.
we would be looking at in the future with future generations. If they are born into this, they're not going to know that this was a freedom that was taken away. It wasn't based upon health.
Yeah,
like
so let me ask you real quick before we end the show here, because I'm going to stay here because Barefoot is Legal is next. Are you one of those that thought it was illegal to drive a car or go into a store or whatever without shoes on? Or does it matter, I guess, to you?
Are you asking me or Lisa?
I'm
asking Lisa, our caller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's funny you say that. I thought that it was illegal to drive a car without shoes on.
Okay. So can I ask you this, Lisa? Do you have a few minutes? Can I talk you into staying over? We have to do a show change. But can I get you to stay on hold for like 2 or 3 minutes while we switch over shows?
Sure, yeah.
Excellent. So
right.
I'm going to go switch over shows. Cheryl, it's been a pleasure having you. Hopefully I could talk to you either today or tomorrow, and we'll get you situated here. And Cheryl, it's been a pleasure working with you here.
You as well. Thank you. Lisa, would you find me on Facebook in the Bare Faces Legal Group? I want to send you some information.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a good
day. Yeah, so that's Cheryl Small, if you don't know who that is. But we have to change over shows. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Barefoot is Legal. Barefoot is Legal is going to come up here in just a second. So stay tuned, everybody. We got to hit this commercial break, and Barefoot is Legal will be up next.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20%. of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there were beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
All right, everybody, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal radio show, where we help everybody empower you to live a completely barefoot lifestyle. We have a caller that called in for the Bareface show that I asked to hold over, and she kindly asked if she could do so. We also have our co-host here, Octavia, that is joining us right now, and we could also take your call after this. We have a bunch of stuff that we want to go over as well, but let's say hi to Octavia real quick, and we'll go to our caller without wasting too much time because she was nice enough to hold for us. But welcome in, Octavia.
Hey, Proof, how you doing today?
Well, I was going to say I was hoping you weren't on mute, but thanks for being here. Lisa is on hold, and we were talking about how she is a loner, I guess, up in Bellingham, where she feels as though nobody accepts the barefaced lifestyle. And we started talking about Barefoot is Legal towards the end of the show, and she kindly held over because I thought this was important for our segment here. So, Lisa, going back to the break here, so you thought it was illegal?
Yes, I definitely thought it was illegal to drive without shoes on. And so anytime if I've not, for some reason, gotten into the car without shoes on or something, I thought, oh, my gosh, I better. Like, if I had high heels and I didn't want to drive and couldn't drive, I thought, oh, my gosh, I might get a ticket or something for not having shoes on while I was driving.
So one of the funniest things I've seen several times, that somebody was wearing flip-flops and especially with their right flip-flop, that it broke. So they actually would call Uber to drive to get home so they can get another pair of shoes and then go back to their car so they could drive home. That's how brainwashed
That's a lot of effort.
that you would spend $20 on an Uber when you could have just drove home without shoes on being completely legal.
That's true. And you know what that made me think of? I've definitely gotten my flip-flop caught in between the floorboard and the gas pedal. If you've ever driven with flip-flops on, like, it can get caught when you're trying to transition from the gas to the brake.
Right. Yes, and I've done a bunch of interviews on it. I've been on BuzzFeed. I've been in USA Today. I've been on the Doctor's TV show. And we're doing a big I Drive Barefoot Challenge in June. And this is where we do a lot of our media. Because almost 1.4 million accidents annually are caused worldwide due to improper shoes. And the way to fix that is you take them off when you're driving. And most people think it's illegal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that I'm definitely going to be going
there. Because the thing is, and I'll explain just like you said here, where you think it's illegal, you've been told your whole life, and so you're wearing your flip-flops, and your flip-flop might feel like it's falling off. So it could be in rush hour traffic even, bumper-to-bumper traffic, your flip-flop falls off. You're taking your eyes off the road to put your flip-flop back on. And it's just human nature, because people are addicted to their shoes, that the average person will look down and put their flip-flop on, and guess what? They were going 60 miles an hour on the freeway and just ran into somebody.
Well, that's dangerous.
Yes, it's human nature, and everybody laughs when I tell them, but then they don't listen. My own wife doesn't even listen.
About, does she drive with shoes on?
Yeah, with flip-flops, yeah.
Oh, I don't like flip-flops. You know, the shoes that I wear, that I find myself wearing the most, are flat shoes, and it's because they have the least amount of material. And I didn't even think about going barefoot until I started having this conversation with you.
No, I get that. So, and you're my target market. You're why we exist, because if you knew, because everybody has to go to Cold Stone or Baskin Robbins and get an ice cream cake for their kids for birthday. Everybody has to go do a pizza run or go through their local drive-thru to get dinner. Everybody does it. And when people say, I only wear shoes when I have to, well, going into Little Caesars and picking up 3 pepperoni pizzas doesn't count as have to.
Right.
And that's what I try to teach. So, and this is exactly like the mask, because it was so easy to get people to transition to the shoes. And if we didn't fight this mask issue, because it was only 5% of us or less that even fought the mask issue. But it was enough of us to finally get some kind of reprieve here. And I don't think this is permanent unless we double down now. We got to fight now while we still have a chance to make sure this never comes back.
Mm-hmm.
So
the mask?
Yes. So what's funny is that I was involved in another barefoot rights group, but then they weren't doing any advocacy. It was like a coffee club on Facebook. So I started my own group in 2015, and we've had over 160. I think we had another 1.5 million hits this week on Barefoot is Legal's business page. We're over 160 million hits in 5 years on Facebook. And that's just the business page. So we started a nonprofit in 2017, and then I started Bareface on April 10th of last year, because I saw the trends and I thought that let me try to get ahead of this, and we can have a big push if we start now. And some people thought I was crazy because they would never require masks or anything. But we had people join. And as you could tell, this is the extent of we've been at this for 13 months in our group. Have you been with us since the beginning of Bareface?
No, I've only been in that group for a few months, I think.
Oh, all right. So, yeah, we started in April, and back in October, we had almost 37,000 members in the group, but then we got community standards for vaccine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we had just, this is our fifth group. This group you're in now, that's the fifth group we started.
That's really frustrating that you've had to...
yeah, if we didn't get shut down, we would have easily had 100,000 members with no problem.
Mm-hmm. And the Facebook censoring is insane.
Yes. Can I talk you into checking out our Barefoot is Legal on Facebook? So instead of Bareface is Legal, it's Barefoot is Legal.
Oh, yeah. I'll check it out.
So, yeah, it would mean a lot if you actually took a selfie while there's no mask and just go celebrate with either an ice cream or a smoothie or a pizza or something. Just go someplace barefoot and barefaced and take a selfie.
Okay, so my question to you is, how would I approach somebody who approached me about not having shoes on in their business the same way I do with a mask? Just, oh, no, thank you.
A lot of it's the same, and that's one thing that Octavia is kind of newer to us, and she's in South Carolina. A lot of it is, I promise you, out of 100 times you go someplace, and that's the biggest issue people have. It's not, am I going to get dirty or anything? It's that, will somebody say something to me? And if you go into 100 stores, 95 will say nothing. So that leaves 5 stores. Out of 5, 1 to 4 of them are just curious. Or you can give them information and they will be happy and they'll tell you to you're welcome in there anytime. But it's the other 1 to 4 places that you could send them 30 pieces of information, just like the mask. They won't want to hear it. So I'm not willing to change myself if 99 of the next 100 stores don't care if I have shoes on or not. Why am I going to ruin the rest of my life so that one store might say something in 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
But it's about confidence, and that's why I say go to a smoothie place or even if it's a Dick's like you have out there, the burger place. I don't care where it is. It's just you're not going for the food. You're going to celebrate the no mask and no shoes revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do it, and I'll take my kids with me. They'll probably be embarrassed.
Why? It's not illegal.
Because they'll be afraid of what other people will think, and it'll be a good opportunity for us to all show together that we don't care what other people think.
Exactly. So let me see if Octavia is available here, because I know the one button has been on and off here. Octavia, are you in? I don't know if Octavia is in or not. She could have her mute button on.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to give her a chance here since this is her show as well here. But, yeah, a lot of it is a lot of people are embarrassed with the mask already, and right now everybody's looking at your face. They're not worried about
That's
your feet
true.
So much.
And, that's a really good point.
And I'm not here to try to convert you or anything. If you love your shoes, then keep them. But my whole mission here is that you don't have to And everybody should do it a couple times just because you'll see that it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I like that. It'll take me out of my comfort zone, and I definitely
Especially right now is a really prime opportunity to enjoy because that you already have the stigma of no mask, so you may as well just be yourself. And if there are some of the stores that you're questionable about, like, and I don't know if you have Sprouts in Bellingham, I don't think so, but if you wanted to go to one of these stores again that were mask Gestapos, this would be a good litmus test. Make them earn your business.
Yeah, you know, I actually haven't been to Whole Foods one time since this whole thing started.
And I don't know if they opened back up for us yet or not. I haven't seen that one.
Oh, I don't know either, but I was curious to know if the how they would react here in Bellingham, because everybody's so shocked to see the one person without the mask.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to get used to it.
Right. That's why I keep doing it.
Yeah, so don't be afraid of being yourself. So that's what I'm here for. I do a lot of videos, and I meme like crazy. I do whatever I can to try to bring attention to what we're doing. And how did you find us, by the way?
I belong to a group of parents called Let Them Breathe.
Okay.
And someone in that group, I think, posted a link. It was, and I followed it and answered the question.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't want to give out all my trade secrets here, but I am very aggressive when it gets to promoting the group and bringing people in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not one of those people that could just have a group and if people find us, they could join us. No, I want to tell everybody about what we're doing. I have no problem being a loudmouth and saying, come check out what I'm doing. We all have to do that if we want our freedom. We can't just sit and wait for our freedom. And that's what most people, unfortunately, are stuck on, is the fact that, well, I don't want anybody to say anything, so I'll just wait until other people fight for freedom. That's why there's the 65% sheep, because it looks like it's 95% against 5. So the goal is we have 65% of the population that we're fighting for. And can we get them on our side? And if we can, if we can get enough of that, the 65% to step up, then we win. If we sit back, we lose. That's just simple.
Mm-hmm.
Octavia, I left your mic open if you're not on mute. I think she's on mute, and I don't know if I can reach her. Every so often, I'm going to ask if she's around. Oh, she said give her 5 minutes. She's going to the library. All right, gotcha. All right, I understand. Okay. So anyway, do you work for a living, or are you a stay-at-home mom?
I was laid off last March. I was working as a paralegal for an attorney.
Okay.
And the office building that I was working in closed as part of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
Then shortly after, a couple days after that, my boss laid me off. So I've been on unemployment, and I've honestly hesitated to get a job because I don't want to wear a mask while I work. And
no,
I don't know if...
And don't worry. Don't feel guilty about that. But if you message me If you know my spy book name on here, I'm known as Proof, but if you know my spy book name, send me a friend request. I can help you with some job work-at-home places that I've been applying at.
Well, thank you for that, but I on my Facebook, did a post asking if anybody knew of any jobs available in the South so I could have more sunshine. And I got a job in Austin, Texas.
Oh, you got one. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be moving within 5 weeks from Washington to Texas.
I gotcha. No, I was going to share with you something I share a lot on here is that one of the things that we work on, too, with Barefoot is Legal is I always found it crazy. And like I said, send me a friend request so I know which Lisa this is.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to show you some videos that I've made for Bareface and Barefoot is Legal. And I just always found it funny at various, like an office job, where a lot of places focus more about what kind of shoes you're wearing than the job function that you're paid to do. And I'll never understand that.
That's a really good point. At my office job, I was definitely always wanting to wear nice shoes.
Yeah, so job A will say you can wear open-toed shoes, but not backless ones. Job B will say you can wear a backless shoe, but not an open toe. Job C will let you have one side open or the other, but not both at the same time. Job D will say you can only wear open shoes if you have nylons with them. Job E will say you can have a shoe that shows two toes, but three or more is a sandal, and we don't allow them. And then there's others with, you can have an open shoe with an open back if the heel height is 3 inches or more high. It just all kinds of little peddly rules, and they treat it like it's the most important rule of the building.
That's true.
And there's no reason for that. You're sitting in an office.
Yeah. You know, I was wondering, you must know a lot about grounding.
Of course, yes.
And if you're walking on the pavement, is that grounding? Because you're on like,
not exactly,
cement?
But I will say that I consider it neutral. It's a neutral ground, and I'll still take a neutral ground over wearing platform wedges.
Right.
So that's negative. Any time spent in high heels is considered a negative. So I'll take a neutral.
Okay.
It's like the food that you eat. Not everything you eat is going to be healthy. Even if you're health conscious, you're going to eat 80% good and 20% that's usually not so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not you're eating an artichoke spinach burger, that bun might not be the healthiest thing for you. Or you might have eaten French fries and avocado oil, but the French fries are still potatoes. That might not be the best. So I look at it like that. So I gladly would take neutral time.
Mm-hmm.
Octavia is finally here, and then we do have another caller. I'll probably switch up here in about 2 minutes anyway, because we do have another caller. But Octavia, welcome in. I know you probably want to talk to a new recruit here.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. My internet was acting so...
No, that's okay. So we have somebody that is interested in joining what we do and is from Bareface is Legal. So I figured before we take our top of the hour timeout, if you wanted to give some of your advice and your experience here before we take a break and bring another caller on.
All I have to say is have fun, I guess.
Let me ask you then, what helped you get out of your shell? What was the that's it, I think I'm going to try going barefoot moment?
I was needing to do something different with my health, so I decided that being barefoot is what actually made my back feel better, and, well, I stuck to it. And, when it comes to actually going out in public, what keeps me doing what I do is because my back literally kills me every time I put on shoes. So if that sore is giving me a hard time and it's about shoes on my feet, I just walk away because they don't deserve my money. At this point in my life,
the odds of finding shoe police, there aren't as many as people would expect, right?
No. No, not really. A lot of people are just curious and want to know why you walk barefoot. And some people just genuinely don't know that there's a different way to do things than what they've been taught inside their little box. Some people are stubborn. Some people...
See, and this is why I'm such a loudmouth about this, is that there's millions and millions of people out there that didn't know they were interested, but they are. There's a lot of Lisas out there mm-hmm. that are curious, but they're only curious because I brought it up, whereas if I didn't bring it up, she probably would have never thought about it in her life. Am I right, Lisa?
You are right. The only time I've thought about it is if I was in San Diego at the beach and you want to go somewhere that's real close by, you don't want to put your shoes on, but you've got to put your shoes on to go inside. At least that's what I thought in the past.
No, I understand that. So hopefully we talk you into joining us, and I hope that you keep in touch with me, and I want to hear how your journey progresses. And we do have a good number of members in Austin, so if you want instant friends, we could help you with that.
Yeah, great. I'm definitely going to join the Facebook group, and thanks for having me on your shows.
Hey, I appreciate it. I don't want to overstay my welcome with you here, but you're welcome to call back next week and whatever, and or keep in touch on the Facebook group or whatever. But thank you, Lisa, for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. All right, so let's go to break. I'll get the timeout going here, and when we come back, we'll get into more of what we do. We'll get into some news. We'll take some calls. I'll talk about relevant stuff to the group, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us for several years, and they help you save money when going out to eat, renting a car, buying flowers, and all kinds of other good stuff. The good thing is you can view the coupon books before you buy. Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.com, and click on the Save Around book that you'll see right next to our chat room. Like I said, you could preview it before you purchase, and hopefully you'll save yourself some money and help us as well. Please.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate
to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot as Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promise to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope.
Join us, Hope Radio with Cece, on Freedomizer Radio.
Now, back to Barefoot is Legal Radio, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Octavia joining us here today, and we have a bunch of stuff to go over. We also have George that wants to join us here. Before I bring George on, and before we bring Octavia back on here, one mention that I am trying to reach out to as many of our new members as possible, and I am willing to give a VIB membership to a new person. Because it's important for us to get out of the shadows and actually go places and do things. Because the more of us means the more people there will be, and the more people of us means the less resistance we're going to have. So the better numbers we have is the more likelihood of us getting our freedom. So because of that, I'm doing a BIL newbie challenge, and it's very simple. If you've joined us after April 1st, 2021, or you've never showed a selfie of you before, take a picture of you going someplace and submit it. It's that simple. So if you chose to celebrate your maskless opportunity there by going to Cold Stone and getting an ice cream cone, then just make sure you take a selfie of you rocking your naked feet, so to speak. So we need at least 10 participants in order for us to do a challenge. And with less than 10, I'm not going to give anything out. But if we have at least 10 participants, there will be one winner of a complete VIB package, which includes the membership, the T-shirt, the business cards, and your photo ID. If we get 25 members to post, I'll throw down two memberships, and 40 and above, I'll give out three memberships. So I want to get some of our people, our new members, liberated. So with that, Octavia, welcome back. I'm going to open up George's mic right now, too. But, Octavia, I'm going to open the floor to you since it's your show. Octavia, that's you. Okay, so Octavia is indisposed, I guess, right now. So,
oh boy.
George, welcome in.
Hello. Yeah, it's been probably like a month or so since the last time I called in.
All right, yes. What have you been up to? I heard your list is getting pretty big of places that you go to.
Oh, yeah. Since I don't seem to remember how many of them, I've been keeping a track on Microsoft Notes. If anybody wonders who's keeping count, I am. I got all written down in every single location on specific roads on where here in Lakeland, Florida, are those 157 barefoot-friendly places I've gone to without any issues. I'm like the 12 that has stopped me since 2009. Okay, 13, my bad. I forget. I guess I didn't include Marco's Pizza. Marco's lost me to Domino's.
Okay.
But yeah, ever since joining this group and that mask mandate started going on, it just made it more easier, it seems like, because it's like now they can make sure that if I'm wearing a mask, they want to focus on my feet, and as long as I'm following the Florida law, it should be no problem. And that's why I say for, like, the auto dealership, thank you, Barefoot Legal, for making it a lot more better for my barefoot count to get past that 30 mark, where it's been out since 2009. But, yeah, I need to continue looking on that Barefoot Legal website to see how I can try to pull that off for Vermont, because I'm invited to a wedding whenever the mask mandate and stuff is over, just so at least I can fly there and go to my friend's wedding, which I'm still glad she's okay with me being barefoot at. I guess I could try to lift you again.
I know people that have flown. I've done it once. But, yeah, airlines is one of the hardest things to do, and that includes the mask as well.
Found out Nashville still got that going on. I found out from yesterday, and it's like, as long as I still get to go barefoot through the airport and just put on my sandals just to board the plane and then kick them back off, so at least my chance of being barefoot is in the upper 90s area. That's all I care about, because I'd rather be barefoot, even if I have to wear a mask, just so they can let me have my feet freed. That's the only reason why I kind of support the mask thing, so at least I can just leave my feet alone and just pay attention to the face so I can go barefoot.
Well, I'm all about personal choice on everything, so...
Yeah, that's
what
I'm trying to keep the mask part down.
Over the last year, I don't yell at people either direction. It's just that in the mask group, you talk about no masks. If you talk about going barefoot and barefoot is legal, I don't care if somebody wears shoes or not wear shoes and bare face is legal, go ahead. And if you want to wear a mask or don't wear a mask and barefoot is legal, go ahead.
Mm.
It's not my job to tell people how to live. I just want freedom for that particular group represented. That's all.
I'm surprised my sister hasn't joined that group. She almost never wore a mask during this whole pandemic thing, and it's like, there's a group for her. Just as long as I stay in barefoot legal, that's all I care. I think I did before. But the only time she wore a mask is only if she has to, and I'm thinking, probably less than 1% of the time, because every photo I see of her and her husband, she's always masked, so it's like, I'm sticking with the barefoot part. I'm glad she's okay with me being barefoot, so it's like, good. As soon as the Vermont vacation's over, I can't wait to go over to Tennessee just so at least I can be barefoot like I used to. And it seems like the Tennesseans are more barefoot-friendly.
So you know what would be something on my bucket list, George, and I don't know how close you are to it, but something on my bucket list is to go to the Ben & Jerry's factory in Vermont.
That's like 5 hours away from Bennington. I've been up there on a school field trip before. Never thought of it back then, because back then I grew up wearing shoes and never thought about being barefoot until I started seeing these Floridians.
I didn't realize it was that long of a drive in Vermont. I didn't think Vermont was that long.
And neither did I until we took the bus trip up from the school to Mount
Pierre. Oh, that's a bus. That might be different.
Yeah, man, the roads aren't fast up there. Speed limit's like 55, and it's like, we got local roads here in Florida that does 60 miles per hour.
Yeah, do me a favor. If you can remember, I'm curious to know how far that is from you, because I went to Long Island, New York, back 4 years ago, and it was 6.5 hours from where I was at, and it looked a lot further from New York. Because I don't know if you know anything about New York. I'm like deep in Suffolk County, right? I have to take a ferry and then get to Connecticut and drive up, and that was 6.5 hours.
The last time we drove near that, if you're talking about New York City, we tried to avoid that one area because we were, I think, moving up the Vermont from Florida, and we had a U-Haul, so my mom was asking directions from near midnight time. Yes, we had some suspicious people heading toward the moving vehicle, and then I was like, no, so we got the heck out of there and found our way to get through. It's like, never again, we'll just take Pennsylvania for that, and we don't trust that New Jersey turnpike tolls. So even more of a reason
no,
to use Pennsylvania.
No, you're bypassing all that where I was from. You don't go through New York City. You take the ferry from Port Jefferson in Suffolk County, New York, and you take that to New Haven, Connecticut, and then you drive up from New Haven, Connecticut up to Vermont.
I think we better use Connecticut to get down to Florida. I think we just, as soon as we leave Bennington,
no, what
we get over
that's
to Albany.
Not smart. I'm saying from Long Island. That's different from New York City.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not really familiar much about New York City, except it's probably like 5 hours away from Bennington, Vermont. So we've always been going around that just to avoid any of the tolls and stuff. And we always thought that there used to be crimes and stuff going on over there.
Mm.
I guess the Twin Tower thing is another reason why we've been going around it, because it's like you don't know how many people are still okay from around the area. So. Actually, I don't even know which highway route we take up there.
I'm looking it up right now. It says it's 2.5 hours from Bennington, Vermont to the Ben & Jerry's factory.
Dang.
It's 132 miles if you take US 7 north and I-89 north.
I don't know if we even used to take I-89 back then. But yeah, whatever that 7 that you said definitely starts from downtown area Bennington and just take that all the way through into who knows when.
Yeah,
I think
so
we tried to take that.
Yeah, so it's 2.5 hours. It doesn't sound bad, but obviously you're on a time constraint. I'm not.
I would have no clue. It was just back, I think, early 1990s, since the last time I was up there.
Yeah.
So I wasn't old enough to drive yet until I got my first vehicle here in Florida. But yeah, when that Lisa lady was talking, I was thinking, oh, good, while she's on there, I can mention that here in Lakeland, Florida, the police seems to have no problem with us driving barefoot. And over in Clarksville, Tennessee, so one time I had my foot sticking out the passenger side window and the Clarksville police came up. According to them, it's legal, though they don't feel comfortable about it. But as long as I'm not blocking the blind spot for the driver, they have no problem with me having my feet out the window. But I only do that up in Clarksville because I do not trust these Floridians when it comes to sticking my feet out the window. Oh, my God. No offense to the Floridians, but I think that's... I know my husband's about to slip right into the PMI area. Sorry. Now back to the show.
Well, I would like to... I want to encourage people to start getting meetups going, but I'm relying on people like you, George, and you, Octavia, to get them going in your area because I'm 3 time zones away. I'm not going to drive for 3 days to host your meetup. I can help you put one together. I can help you find a location. I can help you make the reservations, but you know the areas better than me, so you have to suggest to me, or you can go on your own and bypass me. I don't care. But if you want my help, I can help you. I just can't do it all for you.
No, I think it's already warm outside enough as it is. I kind of learned that the hard way yesterday when I was over at... Okay, now I got to zoom back in.
Yeah, but
I'm in
Las Vegas, and you can... You can easily do a Saturday night at 8 o'clock someplace at some restaurant. If you make it, say, Daytona Beach, you can get people from Orlando, you can get people from West Palm Beach, you can get, Lakeland isn't that far. If you're on a Saturday, it should be okay. It's not the rush hour traffic during the week. And you can get the Jacksonville people to come up.
I'd rather go where it only costs me $10 in gas, so that only keeps me from the range of St. Petersburg to Orlando. And I thought Doug was a strong person. I thought Donald could be making plans for, like,
maybe there's another person that wants to carpool with you.
The only one I would trust on that one would be Anthony, but I haven't seen him since January 5th when I did a meetup over near his area. And I thought John was going to be making one of a plan for either Orlando or Kissimmee area, so I've been waiting for that. And so far he hasn't made any plans, and then pretty soon Alan came down to Florida, and it's like, oh, good, I could probably learn from him while he's down here instead of having to wait until I go vacation up in Tennessee and then learn from him from up there.
See, and that's the thing. If somebody was able to put the initiative out there, you don't have to wait for me. A lot of people think they have to wait for me to do something. You don't have to get my permission to do a meetup. I want to hear as many meetups as possible, because the more meetups means the stronger our group is going to get. And if there is a meetup, then that gives me an opportunity to contact the local media. So then if we had a meetup in, say, in St. Mary or Deltona or whatever, I'm just throwing names out there. It could be Ocala. It could be Juneau, Alaska, for all I care, that I can go get media and we'll get some newspaper or magazine that wants to come do a story on it. And all that press means that more people will find us. Just like Lisa, just before you, she admitted she was interested but had no clue about what we do because she never heard of us. But the second she heard of us, she joined Barefoot is Legal, the caller right before you, didn't know who we were an hour ago, and now she's a member talking about how she's getting her kids ready to go do an ice cream as we speak and take some selfies.
And I wasn't really planning to get on, but a guy named Carl's wanted me to go so I can hear about my stories, and it's like, okay, good. I guess I'd be glad to try to under request.
Yeah, so let's talk to our other longtime Florida advocate here. So we have Kevin's.
Cool.
So Kevin's, I'm trying to find a halfway point between Jacksonville and Orlando to try and get everybody to do at least one meetup this year.
Oh, God.
Okay, between Jacksonville and Orlando, you're looking at two cities that are 2 hours apart. So, let me think.
Between Jacksonville and me would be Sanford, if not Daytona.
Daytona. Yeah, I mean, I can say that. That's like I want to say kind of sort of. Daytona actually is in between.
Yeah, I would think someplace like that would be great. And if someone was able to give me an exact date, and I can start looking around for locations if I know people are going to be there. But I think that would be a good ability to get some of our members to come meet each other.
Also, we need to have more barefooters near me before going any further than exit 192 over in Orlando.
I book meetups in cities that I've never been to before, and I go and get people in our group to go.
I've been to Daytona before. That's where we put D-Hall 97 on the way up to Vermont. So anybody that sees that, welcome to Daytona from the Miami area. Sorry about that. I've got a bad tire from the U-Haul place over in Lakeland back then.
So, Octavia, I know there's people in your area that have been asking to do something, and I try to refer to you.
Yeah, I've been thinking about two different places. I could meet anyone. We could have like a get together, like kids play date if they have kids.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be cool to do some kind of parking, and then you do lunch or dinner at a restaurant that we've already made reservations for.
Yeah. I just haven't decided where yet. I've been some issues.
If you give me a couple weeks' time, and I know you work in a restaurant, so I don't know how your schedule generally works, but if you can give me enough notice, I could book something.
I've actually been put on part-time for right now because I have a lot of health issues going on.
All right. Okay, so that
I'm
means you...
Like, so I'm like sleep 4 days a week now.
All right.
I have to get better.
Okay, but that shouldn't preclude you from doing a meetup, right?
Not until things start to heat up and I start looking more at what's actually going on with my body. Like, I'm free right now.
That's what I'm saying. So you're okay to do a meetup. I mean, you got to eat anyway, so it's not like you can't go eat somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
No clue.
Did somebody just enter the restaurant?
That means I'm in the bedroom.
Is that you, Kevin, or you go? Let me just see if that's Kevin's. All right, yeah, that was, I think. But I think he's here. All right, so anyway,
yes.
Octavia, I know this is more or less your show, of course. What did you want to talk about today?
I was more or less going to give a little bit of an update about my situation. And I was going to talk about how people have been getting used to me going barefoot more often and how proud I am that there are people that actually would like information, health information involved with going barefoot and how it goes good for your health.
Where are you going?
I had a woman that told me that her daughter had some health issues and some back issues that she thinks would be. That she thinks her daughter going barefoot would help her out with. And I remember a conversation I had about diabetes and the foot issues that come with it a lot of times. With the swelling and the...
So he hired the shooters. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, LAPD's been trying to protect him for years, but he's
flying. Okay, we go again with the commercials.
All right, I don't know what that was. Sorry. That was Kevin's phone. I guess he's in a hot area or something. But
no.
Anyway, Octavia, go for it. It's your show. I know that was a little confusing.
Yeah, sorry
there.
About that.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sitting in a parking lot at the library because it's faster internet. So the cars going by are like, they're coming to the city trends right next.
No, that's okay. So I wanted to ask you then. So you got your VIP package. How has it worked out so far? Have you had to use your ID?
I have, actually. Last week, I suspected that somebody tampered with my van. So I called the police officer while I was at Walmart because I couldn't put my key in my van door. My van key that's been working for over a year, actually more than a year because it's a 2006 van, all of a sudden stops working. And I'm like, it won't go in at all, literally. So I called the cops, and in the midst of trying to figure out if he could go get the video from in Walmart, and he's like, you might want to put some shoes on. They could say something about you being barefoot. So I showed him the card, and I there was another woman that was out there that I talked to. I gave her the business card. I actually had a chance to use the business card, and she's like, I had no idea things like this existed. I'm like, if more people fought for their First Amendment right, which is freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of press, freedom of speech. Being barefoot goes right along with it. In my eyes, being barefoot is one of our First Amendment rights.
Oh, go ahead, Octavia. I'll let you answer because you're a customer, I guess. It's my doing, so you can be our testimonial here.
I'm sorry, I missed the question.
I said that VIP card really does work.
Yeah, it's a picture of you going somewhere barefoot, like a store, a public place barefoot. And on the card, it says, it has my name, where I am, member ID number, and the logo Barefoot is Legal, and the picture on the front. And on the back, it says, zero laws exist regarding driving barefoot. Zero health codes exist regarding barefoot customers. Zero insurance codes exist regarding footwear of customers. And then it has our phone number, 844-522-7882, barefootislegal.org. And it's, at the bottom it says, Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, ADA, prohibits discrimination and ensures equal opportunities for persons with disabilities in employment, state, and local government services, public accommodations, commercial facilities, and transportation. It's an entire explanation that they shouldn't question.
I guess that would work for people that doesn't have any problems from the foot area. Or doesn't have that religious belief.
Yeah, well, the thing is that when you show people this identification card of you being a nonprofit member, first of all, they are surprised that there's such a nonprofit. And at that point, when you show them the ID and you tell them you're a nonprofit member, at that point, most people will acknowledge that you're a subject matter expert on it because you are a nonprofit member and you just pulled out your ID, which proves it.
Cool. That's
because you have a membership number and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That would save me from having to get on the Barefoot Legal website trying to look for all these Florida laws. And then trying to
QR code that you could show on the ID also so they could scan it with their smartphone and they'll pull up the website so they can see for themselves.
Okay, because I was
thinking today
that I'd go at Gordon Food Service, and it took me like a half hour just to find the Florida Statute 768.81 to where it shows the stores.
Oh, I already have a, I have a letter from the Florida State Health Department already on the website.
Yeah, I saw that way before I ended up seeing the 768.81, and that's when I was thinking, really? I could just show them the...
I'm not guaranteeing that 100% of arguments go away, but most arguments will.
No.
Most arguments, because nothing's going to be 100%. But if you show them, if you show the average person that you're involved in a nonprofit and you you donate time or and or money to it, they generally will know that you're invested and you know what you're doing. So that changes the conversation, because if you're just somebody that they don't know, maybe they could talk to and they'll be able to prove that they're better than somebody. But once you whip out your ID card, it completely changes the discussion.
That probably would come in handy for all these, because I missed their barbecue chips, but I haven't been back there since that one employee stopped me in, I think, 2009.
I haven't been to an Aldi in a while. I think since January 2020, to be honest. But I've never had an issue in an Aldi.
I haven't been to Aldi since the math started.
Yeah, that would work for like Aldi's Dollar General, which I think stopped me this year. Screw Marcos, they already lost me to Domino's.
Dollar General is still heavy on the mask also, so they said they're not stopping, and they might make it a permanent policy even after COVID. So Dollar General is not somebody I would ever consider giving my money to anyway.
If you're in Florida, I don't wear a mask anywhere.
I do, so they can focus on my face and not my feet. Yeah, when the Dollar General lady was looking down saying, need to wear shoes next time, I'm thinking, yeah, you guys are going to lose me to Dollar Tree. I found like three to four Dollar Trees that's very friendly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
So the parking space is actually like 8 more feet that way.
It's,
I know. But yeah, I could squeeze by you, but anybody...
gonna
get hit.
All
right.
Okay. Well, anyway.
I'm good. How are you? Thank you. Yeah, sorry about that. I wasn't sure if she was trying to chat on here or not. That's why I was like, I didn't want to interrupt Octavia.
That's all right. We'll go ahead and take a quick timeout while Octavia gets set up there. So we'll be right back, everyone.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo codes for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the companies help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, You get savings, and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Hey everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promise to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope.
Join us, Hope Radio with Cece, on Freedomizer Radio.
Helping everyone get grounded one step at a time, here on Barefoot is Legal Radio.
Racist OG.
Alright, we're back. We've got about 20 minutes left here before 1 minute to midnight comes back on. So I'm going to try everybody's phones here. We'll light up everybody. Everybody that's on the switchboard right now, your mic is on. So Octavia, you're the host, so I'll let you jump in here first.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, of course. So, Octavia, go ahead and direct us on what we want to talk about.
I was wondering about whether or not we had any other challenges other than the newbie challenge.
Okay, well, I guess that means me here. So, one of the things that we're doing, and I'll talk about that real quick, with the newbie challenge, although nobody here qualifies, that's on the air, but we are trying to get more of our people to actually go out there and do it. But next coming up, our events are as scheduled. Next weekend is Pledge Week. So you're going to see next week is when I do a lot of my call-outs for trying to help fund Barefoot is Legal. So I'm hopeful that we can get more memberships going. And if you can't do a membership, there are things like if everybody here is on Amazon, if you use Amazon, you can go to smile.amazon.com. It's they call it Amazon Smile. And if you use Amazon, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of every purchase to a charity of your choice. So if you choose us as your charity, then whatever you buy, Jeff donates a half of 1% to us, which isn't a lot. Like if you donate, if you spend $100 on Amazon, we get 50 cents. But if enough people do it, like every quarter, I might get a random check for 25 or 28 bucks, which goes towards maybe a Facebook ad or some stamps or something like that. So it's not enough, obviously, to live on, and it just goes to help with what we're doing. And then there's things like Giving Assistant, or Lolly is a good one, too, because if you join up under our code, it's just like Retail Me Not or Honey or Capital One Shopping, where if you use a discount code on a link that we send you, then we get credit for signing you up. We get our $5 or $10 or whatever it is. And then you not only use your discount code, but you get cash back in Bitcoin. So say you buy $100 worth of stuff at Chewy.com for your dog, you get $3.50 back in Bitcoin, which isn't bad because Bitcoin could shoot up at any given time and you earn your money that way. So there are various things I do want to bring up to the group this week. For those that can't afford a membership, I know you're buying something. So if we all just nickel and dime it, then maybe we can do something really nice next year. That's my whole goal is I want a festival. I want people to plan out 6 and 8 months ahead that they are flying or driving to a certain location to meet thousands of us. So if we plan it out far enough ahead, we can do that. Mm-hmm. And I just think it'd be the greatest thing if we can get various singers, not lounge acts from your local city, but I'm talking about people that have made top 40 charts and stuff. I'm not gonna deliver you Britney Spears. I promise you that. But we can get some people, depending on where we're at, that have had a top 40 hit or five or something that can come out. Maybe there's some people that are in the community that, because I'm only going to bring people in that support our lifestyle. I'm not bringing in, we're not getting Bruce Springsteen because I'm not interested in somebody that doesn't support our lifestyle. But I want to have workshops. I want to help empower people even more. And we've been around long enough. We've been as a group for 5.5 years. We have enough audience to actually do something with. There are groups that wish they had our traffic. And I'm not talking about just Facebook group. I'm talking about nonprofits in general. And I looked yesterday, and I didn't look at today's numbers, but from the 7th through the 14th, we had 443,000 people look at our business page.
Wow.
Jesus.
So we had traffic, and there's no reason why we can't do something. And so that's why I want to get our pledge week going this year. And if we can get enough VIP members and we can get people doing these little things like Amazon Smile and giving assistance and all that, then we can do more for you. And
you just made Vermont sound real small. Sorry.
Well, kind of is, I guess, Vermont's in the grand scheme of things, but I want to do what I can to put us on the map. And Kevin's has been here since day one, and he knows I mean business. There's a reason why we're the top dog and why everybody else is chasing us, and it's not because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yes, Proof tries very, very hard to get the message out. He does a lot of stuff for this group.
I bet. That's enough a lot of people checking out the website.
Well,
I
mean,
think
we've
I had
a
Canadian fair.
On our business page, we've had 14 million hits in a week. I'm not kidding.
I believe you.
Wow.
No, when that driving barefoot debunked meme came out and we were all over the news. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had every management member doing nothing, but we had 9 people at once kicking out trolls on the business page. That happened back
when did
in
that happen?
2018, if I remember right.
Wow.
Hey, it's a couple of years before I joined the group.
I don't know what that is. Ah.
No clue.
That might be Kevin. Yeah. All right, Kevin's. I can't have that. That'll give people tinnitus real quick. But Yeah, we've had memes. Like, there's a meme. There's two, actually, that have gotten a lot of traffic in the past 10 to 14 days that not many people know about, but I've been able to handle it. But sometimes as the manager, as the management team, we have to say all hands on deck, we got trolls. But that's usually a good thing, because that means that our message is getting out and some newspaper will do an interview.
Soon.
So I don't mind it.
Getting up for a meetup will definitely come in handy. I might as well know when I'll be in Clarksville, Tennessee area. I'm still wondering if that BIP would help for something like the Bennington Monument. The people that run that place.
I'd like to say that picture at Dollywood.
Say what?
I was on our Facebook page. I saw that picture of the girl at Dollywood.
That sounds like Nashville, I think.
Yeah, that's right outside of Pigeon Forge.
Okay, that's eastern Tennessee. That's not far from my sister's favorite location.
In any event, it's in any event, the more people that do it and the more that we can get the word out, because our biggest thing, in my opinion, is advertising.
Yeah.
We need to do if we did a major advertising blitz, and I'm talking like spending $5,000, if we were able to do that, a lot of what we're doing, people would see it. They don't have to join us necessarily, but if they saw what we were doing, that would open up a lot of freedom for us.
Yeah, it would.
The only reason that people are against us is because they haven't heard of us yet. But you know what the funniest thing is for everybody here? Is that when people, I've had this happen a bunch of times already, that somebody sees me and they bring up, hey, you should join Barefoot is Legal, because they don't know I run it or anything. There's just random people, oh, you don't like shoes. There's a website for you. It's Barefoot is Legal. And then I show them my ID card, and they can't believe it.
And I thought that was volunteering.
I think I've had that exactly once when I was got here. Exactly once.
I thought I volunteer for every second Thursday of the month. Was surprised about the Barefoot Legal. And I was like, now you'll get the idea on why I found 157 places that's Barefoot friendly, not just 30. So if she ever wants to go barefoot to the mall or somewhere, go to barefootlegal.org. If she has Facebook, go to that, since I never knew it existed until here, the Barefoot Girl, whoever her name is, told me about it on Instagram, and it's like, wait, really? There's a Facebook group on it? Count me in. And that's
why
I joined in January.
Well, the thing is that we have big enough numbers that people know that we're legit, because if it was only a group of 306, nobody would care. So let me just open up Kevin's mic and see if his audio is okay, which it is now. So
that's my audio.
Yeah. So Kevin, so you've seen us go through our years of various battles and stuff, but we're battle tested. You know me, I ain't never scared.
No, of course. You know, it's funny how I think, you know, since you start this group, that you honestly been attacked the most for whatever reason, you know, and of course,
I'm the biggest loudmouth for the group, that's why.
Oh, yeah, and you know, then some people, you know, as you post on the group, they ask some ridiculous questions, be like, why are you advocating being barefoot? Just go do it, or whatever the question may be, or why are you trying to force your beliefs on other people. But I'd be reading and I'd be like, huh? What exactly are you asking? Like, for real. But I just don't understand, I guess. I mean, everything is a choice.
Hey, but when you run something this large, you're going to get problems. So it's not like I can't handle it.
No, you're right. You know, and if I may, I got a real quick story. You know how we always get a whole lot of fluff for going to someplace without shoes, right? So, of course, everybody knows I'm in the Navy, you know, and I can't enter on and off the ship, you know, without shoes on. That's absolutely not allowed just because of the Navy. Or I can't even get through the gate without shoes on going to my ship. So here's the thing. I wear sandals, my zero shoe sandals, right? And it was one day I was leaving work, and you know, and some police officer was talking about, hey, well, you know, you can't wear flip flops or whatever, you know, coming out through the gate or whatever, you know. And at first I thought, ha ha, very funny. I thought he was joking, right? So a couple of days later, again, I'm leaving work, I'm in my sandals, and that's when he really got puffed up. You know, he was like, you can't wear flip-flops, you know, and yeah, you need to go back to the boat and get some steel-toe boots. But I'm like, officer, these are not flip-flops, these are sandals. He's like, are those open-toe shoes? I'm like, yes, I mean, then those are flip-flops. Oh, then he asked to see my ID, you know, and then he was like, oh, well, you're not coming back here tonight. And I just stood there in complete disbelief, like, what? You know, I'm wearing, like, when did sandals or any type of open-toe shoe resemble a flip-flop? I mean, I know the difference. This is the first time that I've ever got fluff for wearing shoes. And I'm like, yeah, you're not. I'm like, he honestly believes that open-toed shoes are flip-flops. Like, and it's like, dang, this got to be a cop. And I'm like, now I'm thinking to myself, well, I want to see some type of rule or instruction that say that I can't wear sandals going through the gate to my ship. Especially since I get on and off the ship with my sandals on. So it's like, wow, you can't win in this country almost.
No, because you get the people that know it all, and because they're scared that they have to push their will on you, even though they don't know what they're talking about, but because they're the ones that have the keys to the boat, that they feel that they're the most important.
Yeah. That's very, very true. But you know, at the same time, it's like I have something on my feet. It's sandals.
Yeah.
They're allowed, but he's like, you know, are those open toe shoes? I'm like, yeah. He's like, then those are flip flops. Yeah. And like, do you even know what a flip flop even looks like? I mean, there's a difference. Correct from wrong. There's a difference between sandals and flip.
So, Kevin, what happened?
I just walked to my car and went home. I don't even have no reaction or no words to what he just said. I honestly do not. You know.
All right. Well, we have to start winding down here because we have a show coming up in 4 minutes. Octavia, your last thought here for the week. If you have any quick story or whatever you want to talk about. And I have to go over the calendar here after.
I was going to let everyone know to keep on pushing. You know, certain states, certain areas are ending these mask mandates in our schools and in our medical systems and whatnot. And all I can say is keep pushing for the rights that you have had your entire life, the right to do what you want, live and be free and be happy. Keep on pushing through.
Excellent. All right, so just to be, I'm going to go ahead and take over here for a bit. So next week we have Pledge Week. So everybody, and Kevin's, you're going to see some people mad at me probably because I'm asking for money. But because we are a 501c3 nonprofit, when all these other little groups get mad because I'm doing our annual pledge week, I'm allowed to because I have a nonprofit. So if they put their money where their mouth is, they can also ask for donations.
Or
so,
apply for a grant.
Exactly. So we have pledge week next week. The June 1st, it's not even our holiday, but we're included in it. June 1st is a national holiday called Go Barefoot Day. So that's June 1st. Has nothing to do with me, but I'll take it. So then the... let me just look at the calendar here. We have June 11 through 13 is the hashtag I Drive Barefoot Challenge. So we're asking our fellow Americans to join us and help reduce the amount of car accidents on the road by learning how to drive without your flip-flops or heels on.
And then the second
weekend in July, and I have to do the press release on this. So we have June 9 through 11. We have the hot dogs challenge where we want people to go for a walk with their pets barefoot. Because if it's too hot or unsafe for you, then it's definitely too hot or unsafe for your pets. So we want to make sure
that's
that we're
awesome.
Promoting all that as they come up. So, George, Kevins, thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys again. I know it's been a little while since I wasn't here last week. But Octavia, thank you for being here as well. Maybe we can catch up at some point when you're not busy. But we have to make way for Winters right now with 1 minute to midnight. So stay grounded,
everyone.
And let's welcome in the next show. Refresh your screen in about 90 seconds, and the next show will be on. So thank you, everybody. Stay grounded.
Goodbye.
Bye.